Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Salahuddin and I've been a Muslim now for 2.5 years. Before I embraced the religion of Islam, I was sort of a typical teenager, just doing anything I ever wanted really with friends and such. But I've always believed in God from a very young age. And there was a few incidents in my life where I wanted to have the answers to what's going on. So I started asking myself questions as to why am I here and where am I going? You know, we live on in this life about estimate of 60 to 70 years, and what do we do with that time? So because I already believed in God, I started saying to myself, well, religion is the only thing that tells you you have a purpose in life. So I looked for religion, I looked into Christianity. Once I started reading the Bible, I saw contradiction. So then I just decided that can't be from God. I looked into Judaism, saw few things in there which I thought was the truth, so I started practicing Judaism and began going to the synagogue and asking questions there regarding the belief of Judaism. I began to feel unwelcome in the community, that they say you have to be born a Jew in order for you to be a Jew and be accepted in the kingdom of heaven, which to me, if God has a religion and he's given it to mankind, it can't just be for a certain group of people, it has to be to everyone to accept. Before I started looking at Islam, I saw Islam as a religion of hatred, terrorism, just whatever the media said, I believed. I looked on Google as to what is the fastest growing religion in the world. It came up with Islam, and I was confused as to why that is. Why are people embracing a religion that is classed as terrorism and hatred and all this? And then I met a Muslim at college who said Islam is a beautiful religion, it's misunderstood, and he says for you to fully understand, look into it for yourself. So I did that. I looked into Islam, I read verses from the Quran, and what caught my eye was the scientific miracles of the Quran, where Allah talks about things that only He, the Creator, knows. And no other human or creation knows. So therefore I knew it was the truth and I wanted to accept it. I went into town in Nottingham city centre and I went to a central mosque and asked if I could embrace the religion of Islam. Straight away they went through the conditions of the Shahada, what you have to believe in order to be a Muslim. And I agreed with all of the conditions, such as there is only one Allah worthy of worship and that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the last messenger of God, and all the books that were revealed and all the angels and the last day, the final day, the day of judgment. So from that point on, I took my Shahada. I felt completely different. I felt happier, better in my life, and alhamdulillah. My parents were a bit shocked. My mum didn't really feel that Islam was something I should be embracing, and that there was a few issues with that. But when I embraced Islam and she saw the difference in me, that's when she decided that she would change her opinion about Islam, the same as I did. So yeah, my parents are very supportive of me. They help out with trying to make the environment as easy for me as possible and support the fact that I'm happier as a Muslim rather than not being a Muslim and going back to my old ways. I didn't have much support after my Shahada. There was a few times where I felt like leaving Islam, but yeah, knowing it's the truth and I've worked hard enough to find it and I'm just going to give it up like that. So there were times where my iman was going up and down. I met Nottingham Islam just through walking through town in Nottingham city centre. I noticed the banner of the table saying Nottingham Islam information point, and I was curious as to what they were doing. So I went up and gave my salams and basically just said, I'm a new Muslim and I need help with learning the religion of Islam. Straight away they were very helpful. They gave me a contact number. They gave me a few leaflets and a DVD on how to pray, how to make wudu, and purifying yourself basically. And also they invited me to certain events that they host, and alhamdulillah I went and took that opportunity to meet these guys, and I, from that point, I turned up to the dawah table on a regular basis, and alhamdulillah, even today I'm still with these brothers. They're very kind, very helpful, and help to give the dawah with them.